Fresno's Tower District is known for a lot of things: nightlife, live music, and an inclusive attitude. But how did this neighborhood come to be? We explore the story today on KVPR's Central Valley Roots. The Tower District takes its name from the neon-clad Tower Theater, a streamlined, modern movie palace at the corner of Olive and Wishon Avenues. It was built in 1939, but the neighborhood's story goes back much further. The Dry Creek Canal runs through the southern portion of the district. It was along these banks, near Blackstone and Olive, that the Zapp family built Fresno's first amusement destination, Zapp's Park, in 1904. Visitors could enjoy thrill rides and relax lakeside. Soon the area became Fresno's first streetcar suburb, thanks to the electric trolleys of the Fresno Traction Company. Growth was also fueled with the development of the Fresno Normal School in 1916, later known as Fresno State College, and then in 1922, the new campus of Fresno High School at Echo and Weldon. Housing developments popped up nearby: the Porter Tract near the college, Wilson Island just south of McKinley, and developer George D. Wilson's North Fresno Tract were all a hotspot for development. Here you'll find homes ranging from small craftsman bungalows to Spanish colonial cottages to big mansions. But there was also a dark side. Federal housing policy, known as redlining, effectively made these whites-only neighborhoods. In the 1960s and 70s, the area began to acquire a bohemian character with venues like Café Midi and the Wild Blue. The area experienced a renaissance in the 80s and 90s with the renovation of the Tower Theater as a performing arts venue, while at the same time, the construction of the Freeway 180 cut the neighborhood in two. For KVPR Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.